Hi, this is Lawrence Slice's agent of Medicare on a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans to see what's new for you this year?
I'm going for an OTC card.
OTC card? Of course. Let's see if we can find some OTC for you here. Can I just first start with your zip code, please?
33917.
All right. Thank you for that. Are you in Charlotte County or Lee County?
Lee County.
Lee County. All right. One second here. Okay. We're going to get to that in just a second, see if we can find some OTC, but let me read this really quick, and then we'll go right into it. Before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 4 organizations, which offer 46 products in the area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And just for compliance purposes, if we get disconnected from this phone call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, let's get right into it here, and let's see if we can get some OTC here. Now, I do have a few questions for you. My first question is, do you make all your own healthcare decisions?
Yes.
All right, good to hear that. And are you currently living in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No, I have a house, private house.
Okay, good for you. And lastly here, we're going to be reviewing some of your medications as well. I don't need them at the moment, but do you have your medication bottles handy?
I know they are. Yes.
Okay. And then actually my last question here is, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card? If you want to see what you qualify for.
Yes, I have it, but I have to go find it.
Okay, that's not a problem. I can find it manually here. We can just look it up. Can I just start with your first name, please?
Ronald. R-O-N-A-L-D.
Okay, and Ronald, can I get your last name?
Tews. T-E-W-S.
T-E-W-S, thank you for that. And Ronald, before we continue, and I look at the information in our system to determine your eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. And next, Mr. Tews, can I have your date of birth?
5/18/1945.
Thank you for that. 18/19/45, perfect. And then lastly, what's your social?
39044-2274.
Okay, one second there. All right. And if you want, I can give you, I'll be able to give you your Medicare number if you want it. You don't have to have it, just if you want it for your records.
I have it in my wallet.
Okay, yeah, don't even worry about it. It's not a number that you're worth to use very often. Okay, all right. And I want to confirm, I do see you, Mr. Ronald Tews, 5/18/45. And are you still at the 17161 Waters Edge Circle in North Fort Myers?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay. And you said you wanted to find if we can get some OTC. You do have parts A and B. You're not on any Medicaid, correct?
No.
No, okay. All right. So, yeah, we want to put some more money in your pocket, see if we can find some OTC or even some give-back money. We also want to make sure all your medical needs are met as well. Give me one second. Let me just update my side. Now, while that's loading up for me, kind of want to visit that here. How often are we going to the doctors on the regular? Do we go quite often, maybe just once in a while, check up some things?
About twice a year.
About twice a year. Okay, that's not too bad. It's actually really good. Do you have any upcoming procedures or surgeries that are upcoming?
I'm getting arthritis shot in my shoulder, one shoulder.
Okay. But not like a major, you don't have any surgeries or anything like that?
No, just that injection in the shoulder.
Injection, okay. What happened to your shoulder? Is this for pain injection?
Just arthritis in the shoulder joint.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let me see. We want to get that OTC here. Now, what's your current plan that you're on? It looks like you're on a United Healthcare, does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Are you currently receiving any OTC for that? That you're aware
no.
of?
No.
No?
Okay. It's through my former employer.
Got it.
In Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can put some money back in your pocket. I am pulling up a few different options here. Now, kind of moving along here, what about our dental? Do we have any dental needs? Do you have any dental work that you need done?
No, I keep up with it every 6 months.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. I'm glad you take care of that. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that you do that. And how about our vision? Are we wearing prescriptions? Do we need prescriptions?
I had cataract surgery several years ago.
Okay. And you're able to hear okay? Do we wear hearing aids?
No.
No. Okay. And how are we getting around town? Are you still driving yourself around town?
Yes.
All right. Good. Good for you. Okay. So let me read this for you here. I do see some stuff that I just pulled up for you here, but I do got to read this quick disclaimer. Before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You do not need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll into a new plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. Tews?
Yes, I'm going to stay on the same plan, though.
Yeah, no, we're going to see the United Healthcare. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Tews here. Can I just get the name of your primary care doctor?
It's Elijah Jones. He's a PA with Lee Hill.
Okay, I see him here. It looks like he's in Fort Myers off Center or Colonial Center
Drive. Right.
Okay.
Yep, I saw him yesterday.
Okay. Okay, and you said like you said, United's been working okay for you?
Yes.
All right, let's see if we can even get you something there. Okay. All right. And so this United Health plan that you're on, hold on, 20. I'm just trying to see if I can pull it up here. Because, yeah, you're not receiving any OTC. That's why I'm just trying to see if we can find here. Okay, I can pull that up. One second here. Okay, you should be receiving, are you sure you're not receiving anything that you're aware of, or have you just not gotten it yet?
No, I haven't applied before. This is the first time I've applied.
Okay, because I do see that your United Healthcare that you're on is a $55 OTC card every quarter. Now, one of the things I notice here is that your PA isn't in network with United Healthcare. Have you, when you go to the doctors, do you pay every time you go for a copay?
No, it's all covered.
Okay, it's covered through what exactly? Is it through your?
Through VA Health.
Through your VA Health, is that what you said?
United Healthcare.
Oh, your United Healthcare, okay.
It's a policy that I get through my former employer.
Through your former employer. Okay. So what I'm seeing here, Mr. Tews, what I was able to find for you here, you do qualify for a give back plan. Okay. Give back plan is going to actually put money onto your Social Security every month. Let me just kind of see what this looks like here, and then I'll get right into some of the benefits. Yeah, all your dental coverage is covered, doctor's office visits. Now, this plan, you get $170 added to your Social Security every month. But this plan is going to be with Humana. Now, I did check your doctor, Dr. Jones. He's in this network, so you would be able to keep your same primary, but this would be with Humana, and you get $170 back every month because it's a give-back plan.
Well, I pay for my insurance through my former employer.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
retirement, so I can't switch insurance companies. I cannot switch insurance companies.
Okay, so they pay for it, is what you're saying?
Well, it comes out of my retirement benefit. Yes, they do pay for it.
I
can't switch.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have to check it once a year.
Let me ask like this then: is your United Healthcare? It just has to be on United Healthcare, because I work with United Healthcare as well. I was just trying to see what gives you the most money back. Does it have to be with United Healthcare?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Let me see what United Healthcare has, okay? Yeah, and I don't know. I don't understand why you'd have to stick with them now, because you are, you're over obviously 5 years old. And
you can only change it once a year in the fall. I have to be a little plan that they support. My former employer, the state of Wisconsin.
And okay.
So I selected United Healthcare, and I can't change that until next year.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if I can, make that work for you, because if you're looking for some more OTC. Let me see here. Because you should be getting back $50 in OTC every quarter, and I don't know if you're actually taking advantage of that or even getting
that. I don't get that. I don't get anything like that.
I'm just curious to why you haven't. Because it looks like you've been enrolled in this plan since last year, this United Healthcare plan.
Right.
And you haven't received any OTC. I just don't understand why that's not coming to you. Have you tried calling the number on the back of your car to see, why you're not receiving that? Because, most of these providers are going to give you that.
Nobody told me I'd get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at, so you have, and I can give you the exact name of it. You have a AARP Medicare Advantage from United Healthcare. It's a PPO, and I'm just looking at the plan details here, and it shows OTC of $55 per quarter.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just, like I said, how long have you been retired from your job?
Since 53, so.
Okay, so for a long time, I just don't understand because you're over 65 and you qualify for Medicare Advantage plans. I'm just trying to see why.
I'm 80.
Yeah, you're 80. Yeah, so you're over 65 is what I'm saying. So, Medicare is something that you paid into through your Social Security. So, you do have plans that you don't, that are available to you, especially you have parts A and B.
So I should call United Healthcare and find the one I'm not getting.
Well, that's your provider. They would be able to tell you, if you've been receiving that. Like I said, you might have been, and then this is what happens a lot of times. Sometimes you do get these plans or benefits, OTC, and you just don't realize you have it. That happens quite often. You just aren't aware of it.
Where would it show up?
It's supposed to come in the mail. It's supposed to come in the mail.
No, I don't.
And then it's supposed to refill. Yeah, it's supposed to refill every month or every quarter for you. Now, like I said, you do qualify for some other stuff here that you can actually get money back every month. But, you know, you're stating that you have to stay on UnitedHealthcare, which, like I said, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, you'd qualify for $170 a month in give back money, which is literally money you can use however you want to spend. That's an option for you there. And your doctors are a network. I mean, Humana is a huge provider. Yeah, you get $170
a month. Is there a social plan once a year in the fall?
Well, I would just advise to do this, Mr. Tews. I would just call the number on the back of your UnitedHealthcare card and say, hey, how much OTC have I been eligible for? Because I haven't been receiving anything, and maybe they can help you with that, okay?
Yeah, I'll try that.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, because I don't want you missing out on those benefits. That's something that's owed to you.
Okay.
Thanks. All right.
Thank you very much.